Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. We're so glad you joined us from either iTunes at Monday Moments with Monica or via our email subscription list found at contagiouscompanies.com. This week's Monday Moment is, do happier employees and higher revenues go hand in hand? Many offices aspire to be fun places to work, but does that mood boost the numbers? Google does it, but how and the impact and value of those efforts may surprise you. Do you really need to have the same benefits that a workplace like Google offers to have employees who want to come to work at your office? Or is it more about simply focusing on employee engagement that elevates those stock prices and raises revenues? There's a case for both, and here are three reasons why you want to seriously consider focusing on the employees you have the privilege of leading. That is, if bottom line revenue numbers are important to you. The first reason is low turnover. When a company focuses on engaging employees, they experience less turnover. Unhappy employee actions go down, such as lawsuits or strikes, and they even experience employees willing to put in the extra hours toward productivity. Now, in the USA Today, the article making such claims read, "Do happy workers mean higher profits?" And it was filled with turnover, statistical comparisons, and validation. The question remained unanswered, however, about whether or not Google, American Express, and Marriott, all featured in this article and all part of the Fortune Top 25 Best Companies to Work For list, invested in engaging employees and providing such great benefits that they offer before they were sitting on excess cash and profitability, or during those times, or even after they had amounted a certain amount of cash and profit. What can you do, no matter your profit margin, to engage employees, drop those turnover costs, and begin moving revenue up as a result? Second reason, perk appeal. Did you know that Costco has gained 30.5%, including reinvested dividends, in the last 12 months? Part of this is due to their perk appeal. They pay employees well and have great benefits when compared to other discount stores. Now, upon an employee's death, Google pays 50% of that employee's salary to their family for a decade. Now, would those you lead stay longer, complain less, and produce more if they believed you cared not only about them, but the people they go home to? Do employees in your office truly enjoy coming to work and the accompanying perks? Do you have perks, such as sizable vacation time? But the unwritten message is you really shouldn't take any. Examine your perks and your perk appeal, as minor modifications could elevate just how much employees are willing to engage in the success of the organization. And third, real value doesn't cost much. While great benefits are a nice to have, and a happy work environment is the ideal, and perk appeal is a plus, according to this Happy Workers article in USA Today, what makes the biggest impact are things that don't have significant costs. Things like a pat on the back from a senior executive or permission to work from home for a day or two don't have big costs, but a habitual lack of value focused on employee needs or placed on employee desires can cause a company to underperform the market average, lose stock value, and have a reduction in profitability for a very long time. Maybe you can't do all the things that the Fortune 25 can do. Maybe you can do some, but there's really more to it than that. Employees cite that their boss or leader is one of the top reasons they stay or leave a company. Are you the kind of leader that creates that happy work environment, that creates loyalty and engagement, that then leads to increases in numbers? Or are you the leader focused on the numbers at all costs, who doesn't see exactly what it's costing you or those who report to you? You don't need pom-poms to make people happy and keep them employed. You might just need to remember that leading them is a privilege, and focusing on them has power, personally, professionally, and profitably speaking. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. For more information on leadership development and training provided by contagious companies that may even help you be one of those leaders who doesn't have pom-poms but has a lot of power and privilege, then go to contagiouscompanies.com. Until then, have a great Monday, an even better week, and of course, stay contagious.